Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering, I almost said Game of Thrones again. That happened last week. I don't know what's wrong.
You're embarrassing me.
Shut up. Okay, we will be covering Umbrella Academy Season 2, Episode 9.
You're really embarrassing me.
7:43, and Season 2, Episode 10, The End of Something. That's what it's called.
I know, it just sounds really funny. And we have our usual caveats. They include that there will be cursing. I don't think they're going to be spoilers for season 3 because I don't really remember so much of season 3.
I really don't either. We only watched that like once when it came out.
Right. Well, I mean, we might talk about like some of the teasing things that they've
got. Oh,
the
but
end
that's
of,
given at the end of season
yeah.
3.
So, and we are having things to drink. What are you having to drink?
I'm having Kahlua and milk because I'm home.
Yay.
It's
Natalie's
summer.
Home. Yay. We're so excited. It's very early for it to be summer. I am having.
Shut up. No, it isn't.
It's okay. Never mind. It is early, but still. And we also, I am having something called a psychedelic sorbet. I didn't make this the way that I found it online. Which yeah, I had to go with the ingredients that I had, but the online version calls for Green Monster and Cointreau. And I'm guessing Green Monster, when you pour it out, is actually green, and you put the Cointreau in it, and it turns kind of bluish green or whatever. I didn't have that. I had Blue Monster, which is not a Cointreau kind of thing. So I went with Chambord because Blue Monster is a little more berry flavored. So I put Chambord in some Blue Monster. And I'm still calling it a psychedelic sorbet because I want to. And it monster is for the fact that the Academy members are trying to prove that they are not monsters. So,
okay,
there we go.
And I made this because I wanted to.
And I'm Natalie. Yes.
I'm Natalie.
Whatever.
Let's not confuse them. Anyway. Let's get into season 2. Oh, I just lost my place in my notes.
Episode 9, 7:43.
Shut up. I know I'm been saying
God,
that a lot.
Natalie, really?
I'm in a weird mood today. I just drove a lot, so.
That's why you're having something to drink.
Yes, I am. All right. Zanya is pulsing energy in the federal building. Diego, Allison, and Klaus are planning how they're going to help her. They're discussing, like, who's gonna, like, try to go get her. And Klaus is like, not me. And when they were like, hey, no, why aren't you? And then he's just like, Vanya has realistic expectations of what I am. And what I am is sexy trash.
Well, he also says, like, you guys are into all that hero shit.
Well, to be fair, his powers up to this point are not very helpful in any situation other than to help him specifically. Hmm. But it's just been finicky for him. Hmm. Allison tries to crawl down the hallway calling Vanya's name but gets knocked out. And before Diego tries to go, Klaus like stops him and says, you look like Antonio Banderas with long hair.
Yeah, I know. And Diego's like, thanks.
No, you know, he actually, I think he likes that a lot. Diego tries to crawl down the hallway, but also fails and tells Klaus it's up to him and releases the fire hose to help him. Klaus makes it.
Releases it. It's not like he turns on the water or something. He actually just releases it so that it gets long.
Releases it from the coil so that you can
climb
it.
Onto it. Right.
Klaus makes it to the door, but gets knocked back after opening it by a big pulse of energy. Ben realizes he's the only one who can make it and goes to Vanya. Meanwhile,
we have the credits. Meanwhile, we've got Luther and Old Five. Luther and Old Five are walking ahead of Young Five, and they are discussing how the Old Five has this plan. And Old Five's plan is that you know, once I get done with this thing on the grassy knoll, then we'll implement the plan. And the plan basically is kill Young Five. Old Five wants to eliminate him. Luther's kind of like, is there some other way to do this? He's not convinced that it's the best way to do it. But Old Five is like, no, this is going to happen. So Luther then drops back to talk to Young Five, because we'd seen Young Five, and he's making these paranoid, he's like yelling at bystanders, what are you looking at? What are you doing? I'll give you something to look at. Luther is feeling bad for young Five because he calls him the little guy when he's talking to old Five. But young Five tells Luther, "I know old Five intends to kill me." And Luther's like, "How could you know that?" He's like, "Because I am that guy. That's what I would do."
But I'm 14 days
Days older.
older.
And then I
Can
love
I say
this.
the line? It's my
Yes, you can.
favorite.
You can.
So he's talking to Luther and he's trying to pull seniority over the other five. And because technically that is true, he is older. And play into Luther's daddy issues. He's like, "I know you have daddy issues. I'm the daddy here." It's
Yes,
so fucking
it
funny.
is hilarious. He's
"I'm
like,
the daddy
technically, I
here."
have seniority. I'm the daddy here.
So
It
good.
is
He says
really,
it in such like a manic way. It's
it
perfect.
is, it's hilarious. And so then we see that young Five is pointing out, because Luther's like, "You're having all the symptoms, you're being paranoid, blah, blah, blah." And young Five's like, "Old Five's having the same symptoms." And right at that moment, old Five has farting. And Luther's like, "Oh, that's stage four."
I love this
That
pairing. I love it so
is
much.
so great. So he's suddenly uncertain. We then cut to Lila and Herb, who have gone to see the handler. Herb said that Diego escaped because he held a knife to his throat and stole a briefcase. Lila then realizes in this conversation with the handler allowed her to bring Diego in as a test, because she's like, "What?" The handler says to Lila, what was the deal here? Oh yeah, if he escapes or does something bad, then you have to kill him." She's like, "Wait a minute, this whole thing is a test." So she's like, I don't want to kill him. I want to let him go." And all this whole time, Herb is talking to AJ, the goldfish
He's not
guy.
talking to him.
He
AJ is trying to communicate with him from his fishbowl.
right. So the handler threatens Lila, basically like, "Look, if you don't do this, bad things are going to happen." We then see Herb.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry. I thought you were going to move on.
Yeah, we then see Herb riding a giant tricycle through the filing room.
Oh, no, you did miss it. AJ writes out 743 in pebbles
No,
in
I
his
did miss it.
fishbowl,
That's right. I'm sorry.
and Herb
Herb's
sees
like,
that and is like, "Okay, so case number 743,
"Yeah,
aka the title of the episode. How did you
right.
miss that?"
I knew he went to the file. So I knew
And then
that
he go
he
and
had
then he
planned to
goes
do
on his
different.
tricycle to the file room.
Right,
Go
the
ahead.
giant tricycle. And he goes to the file room. It's a closed file, 743. Herb then steals a piece of paper from that file.
Ben force ghosts into Vanya's vision. Meanwhile, Harlan is still feeling the effects that Vanya is feeling. Sissy and Carl find Harlan recovering from the seizures when Har and Harlan says, "Vanya," one of the first things we've ever heard Harlan say, which is very creepy. Well, not creepy, but suspicious. And Carl takes Harlan to the car to take him to an asylum, even though Sissy is resistant. Sissy holds him at gunpoint and stands up for herself. Lila, meanwhile, threatens Herb and makes him tell her where Diego went. Herb shows her the file and she is stunned. We'll find out more later. Old Five gets ready on the grassy knoll. Five and Old Five start fighting to
This is
Dancing with
the
Myself.
best thing ever. They're fighting Dancing with Myself, as you said. And they kind of like punch Luther so that he's
No, they kick him
incapacitated.
in the nuts
They kick him in the nuts again later.
several
Several
times.
times. So both fives are fighting each other. They're both blinking and punching each other.
It's great.
They both kick Luther in the nuts again. We then cut
But
to
Ben
Ben
and
and
Vanya.
Vanya.
So Ben goes into Vanya's brain. He's force ghosting right now and finds her. She has her memories back and she feels like she doesn't deserve to live after what she's done. Yeah. And Ben gives her a pep talk about how she can learn to control her anger and not become a monster that she thinks she is.
I really like how this is phrased, though. What
Go
he
ahead.
says is, "Dad treated you like a bomb before you were one." Just because Dad couldn't handle your anger, that doesn't mean you can't.
Yeah, he tells her she's not alone. She has her family who are trying to help her right now, actually.
Yeah, all of your siblings are risking everything to save you.
Yeah, and it's a very sweet moment, but Ben can't go back with her and is vanishing from existence like holes of light are like going through him like Swiss cheese. And
He's disintegrating.
He's Thanosing. He's Thanos snapping. Like everybody else was after Infinity War. Everyone decided dusting away was the way to go during that time. Anyway, he says these years, like he's been dead for 17 years. He says, and I quote, "These years with Klaus, they've been gravy." Yeah. I hate the way that's phrased. And like, I love the rest. I love the scene, minus that one line. Like, because I don't know why, but the gravy part just like, it puts me off. Like, no, it's so thinking, odd. Like,
grave as in a funeral grave?
No, I'm just thinking gravy as in like the thing that you put on stuffing on Thanksgiving. Like I know it means great, but like it just is a weird way of phrasing it, and I don't understand why they did it the way they did, but whatever. He gives her a message for Klaus and she hugs him as she goes.
He asks her to.
Yeah, it's very sweet. And Bonnie wakes up and is out of the trance, and so is Harlan. Yep. And then Harlan sees his parents fighting. Sissy is arguing with like Carl, and Carl's like, "You don't get to like want better than what we have." It's like, okay, dude, no.
And she's like, "Yeah, but I am."
And I love that he says he hasn't strayed. Like, you go to a burlesque bar, dude. I think that's close enough. That's kind of weird. It's like if your boyfriend was going to the strip club every night. It's like, you're not doing that for no reason, are you? Anyway, and he's just like, you don't like get more than that. You can't ask for more than that. Yes, you fucking can. And
she's like, I did.
Yeah, he says some misogynistic shit. And then she's like, no, I love Vanya. It's like, okay, fine. You've never a month, but sure. They fight for the gun, and Harlan has gotten out of the car at this point. He's like next to Sissy, and Sissy gets distracted because she's an idiot. And she and like Carl goes for the gun. They're fighting over the gun, and I think it was purposeful. It goes off and it goes right towards Harlan. And Harlan, having these new abilities that he has absolutely no idea how to control or use, he just deflects the bullet away from him and at Carl, and it hits Carl and he dies. Like, what? I guess as soon as you get Vanya's powers, you just know what to do with it, even though that's not how the first season showed it at all, but fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so...
Also, there is a very weird moment, like, right after, like, Carl gets like hit with the bullet and hit with the bullet and falls to the ground dead. Of course, like Sissy holds Harlan close and all that stuff, as you do in that situation. I've never been in that situation, thank God, but like either way, she holds him close, and this is a moment where you expect like the mother to like cover his eyes so that he doesn't see what he's just done or like whatever. She doesn't do that. She just kind of like holds him, and he's looking straight at his dead father, and she's not like trying to like move his eyes away. I'm just like, that's the kind of parenting that got you into this situation. Like, what the fuck? I didn't
really notice that. That's a very subtle thing, and that, you know, good catch. Good
well,
catch.
I think it, I don't think really it was think meant it. To be that really... way. I noticed it, and it was weird.
I didn't really think about that at all. So yeah, so we've got we cut then back to the commission, and we find out that Order 743 was for Five to kill Lila's family, and Lila sees, because it's the way it is on there, that AJ ordered the hit. What we see in flashback, because when Lila is talking to the handler about this, the handler flashes back to that she rubber stamped it. The handler then goes full, I mean, it is amazing how quickly she goes into cover up mode on this. She goes, tries to get Lila to believe that Diego was, you know, only at the commission to get that piece of evidence, and she thinks that, or she's trying to get her to believe that Diego is controlled by Five, and basically she's trying to weaponize Lila against Five.
Yeah, there's another thing of, as soon as Lila comes in and talks about 743, she immediately goes on defense thinking, oh, Lila's gonna know it was me, and right. She grabs a knife and is yeah. holding it behind her. It's like, okay, well, we know how this is gonna end if she doesn't say that it wasn't, if she says that it's you.
Right.
So that says a lot about their relationship. Anyway. Right,
so the handler, of course, knows that AJ told Herb, so as soon as Lila leaves, the handler goes and swallows AJ, which is
very similar to a fish called Wanda.
Yeah. So then we see that we go to the 5-on-5 fight, which I love this fight so much. I mean, I know I've already talked about stuff I love with this. Luther is again trying to get them to stop fighting each other, and they in unison turn to Luther and say, "Eat shit, ape man."
I love it so much.
It's so great. Luther gets hold of the gun, which, and I don't know if I had mentioned it before, but Old Five had already put together the sniper rifle he was going to be using for the grassy knoll to ensure, I guess, that JFK got shot. But Luther gets the gun. Both of them try to get Luther to shoot the other one. They're yelling at him, trying to convince Luther. Luther then aims at Young Five and ta-da, knocks out Old Five. Young Five then opens a portal to 2019, and we then switch over to the FBI building.
So Vanya finds her siblings in the hallway. Diego still wants to save JFK because he's a dumbass. And Reginald arrives on the grassy at the grassy knoll. Five gives older Five like older Five like wakes up, and because that's just what happens. Like 20 seconds late after you get knocked out, that's what happens. And I always find it interesting to see like how different shows like equate the amount of time that you're going to be knocked out. It's funny. Anyway.
It
And
depends on the injury, I guess.
so Five sees that older Five is going for the briefcase, and but Luther stops him by like holding him at gunpoint and all that stuff. And Five's like, "All right, time for you to go to 2019, older Five." And older Five's like, "Fine, but you need to give me the correct math so I don't turn into your teen beat self." Or is it teen beat? Tiger
Yeah,
beat. I
Tiger
don't know
itself.
where teen beat came from.
And they were both m magazines back in the day.
I know. And so he's just like, "Okay, well, we put the decimal in the wrong place." And he's like, "Damn it, I knew that looked wrong." It's
Yeah,
very funny.
it's at 5.7 is 0.57.
And then so then, as you may remember in the pilot episode, Klaus, being the font of infinite knowledge, throws a fire extinguisher through the portal at whatever is going to be there, and it just so happens to hit Luther in the face. And so he, with five older Five not being at gunpoint anymore, he grabs the briefcase, and like him and five, younger Five are fighting over it, and Luther ends it by just kicking him into the portal.
Old
And
Five kicks
yes,
Old Five.
old Five into the portal, and the briefcase is like cut in half.
Right. And Young Five's kind of like shit. Because
Meanwhile,
it's too.
Luther's thrilled. He's like,
Yeah. So,
"I did it." It's like,
I
"What?"
did such a great job. We then see Diego running to tackle what he believes to be Reginald. It's a guy with an umbrella. The Five and Luther are watching this like, oh shit, Diego. He tackles him, and we find that it is not Reginald, but in fact Reginald's chauffeur. And JFK is still shot. The
Oh, it is
chauffeur,
Reginald's chauffeur. I didn't even think about that creepy ass guy. I forgot.
so the chauffeur has a note from Reginald that all it says is,
I
"Oh,
told you
I told you
so.
so."
With an ellipsis. That's very funny.
Yeah, we see then that Reginald appears at the same tiki bar that he had been at with where he had the light supper. And the guys from the Majestic 12 are there. And one of the guys, and it's kind of like funny, they make it clear that it's an older guy who wears sunglasses and a derby hat kind of thing. Not a derby, but
I was
a
gonna
hat.
say,
It's
what?
not a derby hat, it's a hat. And that guy is really happy. Oh, our Kennedy problem is solved, and you're going to keep giving us all of your technological expertise and all of this stuff. And Rachel's like, he was not to be touched. You lied to me. And they're like, hey, if you don't give us all of your tech, then we're going to tell the world who you really are.
This makes me question why Diego thought that tackling Reginald would like prevent JFK from being assassinated. I'm like, did he have an was he armed in that picture? No. Was he like instructing anyone to take a shot? Clearly not. So
No.
like, what the fuck did he think that would accomplish?
Diego is a picture book for students.
With children. I can't believe I missed that line
Open book for students. It is
earlier. Oh my
hilarious. It is
God.
hilarious.
Oh, it's so good.
So Reginald, he then removes what we find is his human suit and
His face.
right his yeah
His human
his
suit.
human head.
His
No,
human suit. You mean his?
really, it's like
I know
the skin on
it's his skin. It's not
his
his human suit. If I
skin.
were to take off my skin, would you say that was
There's a difference. You're not an alien underneath. I
suit?
know.
You don't know
I gave birth
that.
to you. I do know that.
You might be an alien too.
I'm not. So he then reveals that he's an alien. And he kills all of the Majestic Five at
12.
12. Whatever.
Five.
The handler gets a call, and there's an alarm going off, and there's a guy who is in with the timeline switchboard, the infinite
Infinite
switchboard.
switchboard.
And he says, "This anomaly is off the charts." And Hannah's like, "Oh, have you told anybody?" And he's like, "No." And so she kills the messenger. And she's like, she then puts it out that we are going to war. And there's a song playing lyrics are It's True. It's going to be World War III. It's a really great song. I can't remember the name of it. So
No,
there you go.
neither can I.
And that's the end of the episode. So what were your best parts?
Klaus, very funny at the beginning. Ben for his sacrifice. It's a very nice scene, other than gravy. Five fighting old five is hilarious. Seeing what Vanya should have been all season. Now hear me out. In that scene with Ben, her like cr crumpled into a ball, crying about, oh my God. Sorry, no, sorry. okay. Her crumpled up into a ball, being like, I'm such a monster. Oh my God, I can't believe I did that to all of these people. And I'm doing it again. Like, that should have been this whole arc. Like, her realizing I'm not a monster. I need to make better choices and take care of my mental health. That would have been much better than this bullshit of I have amnesia. Like, shut up. No, I think that this should have been what she was all season. And I'm glad that they showed a little bit of it, of her feeling ashamed of what she did in the apocalypse and not hearing it secondhand from everybody else, not knowing the true, like everything about it. And like obviously that scene with her and Ben's really sweet because you never see them interact otherwise. That's true for Ben and all the other people other than Klaus, but
Sadly.
either way. And Luther, he's so fucking funny. Like he's just like, yay, I did it. It's like, no, you didn't. You didn't. You did the one thing that like you did the right thing as in you pushed old five into the portal and then you're like, I accomplished my goal. It's like, no, your goal was to get the briefcase. You didn't do that, dipshit. Like, what did you think would happen? It's just, it's very funny. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so my best parts were Ben, obviously.
Yeah.
His sacrifice is so great. And I remember the first time I watched this, I was just crying because it was ter just
Oh,
terribly
yeah,
sweet.
it's very sweet.
The 5-on-5 fight is one of the best like sequences in television, in my opinion. It is hilarious. The music's perfect. It's great. I love Luther in this. I love Diego actually in this episode because he's just like he is. Quintessentially Diego, I'm going to run and save the day. Yes,
Yes.
he's just that
That's why
guy.
he's a worse part for me, by
Right?
the
But again, it's the same reason that like his earnestness is like Luther's
Sure.
earnestness. I find that like, okay,
I
that's
think
who
he's
you
pretty
are.
middle of the road for me in this episode. That's why I didn't include him.
I like Reginald killing the Majestic 12. That makes me
Oh,
happy.
that, yeah,
I do like that a lot.
that's really funny.
And I liked Herb in this episode. I just
Oh, Herb's great.
I
Herb's a
love Herb.
favorite.
Yeah, Herb's definitely a good part. So what
Well,
are
oh, Herb also really quickly, Herb in that scene with the handler and Lila is just like, yeah, no, the handler had a bigger knife to threaten me with. Diego also threatened me with a knife, but hers was bigger.
Exactly. That's really funny.
Yeah, okay, so worst parts, amnesia bullshit. So stupid. Why didn't we just get this Bonnie all season? It would have been so much better. Carl for being a misogynist asshole. Like, whatever, dude.
I
And
actually
be like,
feel a little sorry for Carl, but I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
not I feel less bad about him dying in this episode, mostly because of being like, you don't deserve better than what we have. It's like, I wouldn't say that. I'm not I'm what again, I've talked in depth about the whole Carl conundrum of it's a sucky situation that your marriage is being broken up by the fact that she is realizing who she is. That sucks, but and you can be mad at her for cheating on you. That's valid. But the misogynistic things that he says in this episode, right before he dies, and all of that stuff, clearly your marriage is not great. And you get a little bit more of a peek into that of like how Sissy was like, yeah, no, we were never fine. Like, we were never really good. And yeah, I don't. Yeah, we'll talk about that more. I'm sure you have more to say about that. The handler, like your first instincts, this person you've raised, and she comes to you with this one thing, and then you immediately grab a knife. And it's like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The truth of something got off what you did.
And, yeah.
You know, okay.
And also Diego's stupidity. I know it's funny. It is funny of him just being like, I can save JFK. What will that do though? Like, that would change the course of history. Let's not get it twisted. It would change the entire course of history if JFK, like, and not to say that, like, he had that much, like, okay, his death had a big impact, and that would have impacted the rest of history either way. And the whole point of you being back in time is that you shouldn't be like doing the butterfly effect thing, but him just like thinking that Reginald was the cause of the death. Like, did he have a gun? No. Did he look like he was doing anything? No. Also, as you run up to this man, you should realize it's not Reginald.
Dang.
You're facing
your
him.
Father! You should definitely fucking know. Anyway, alright, so, yeah.
Ridiculousness.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. So, we've got are you done with your worst
yes,
parts?
Yes, I'm done with my worst
Yeah,
parts.
My worst parts, of course, include the handler, who is just dreadful.
Her dress is fantastic, though.
Her dress is fantastic. Lila being gullible. It really bothers me how gullible she is, like, that she believes what the handler tells her in these circumstances. Like, you're an adult. You are able to figure out a lot of this shit. You've done stuff on your own. You've done missions on your own. You should know better.
Well, but at the same time, I can understand her, like, see, there was no direct evidence that the handler had anything to do with it.
Yeah,
like,
but she knows how things work. She's
I know, but I think that in general, is I don't blame her for jumping to that conclusion, the conclusion that she jumps to being the one on paper, like her seeing that, like, I'm sure she's not thinking, oh, but it was the handler. It's like, no, I can understand her having that trust. But also, I know you're saying about all that stuff about her being an adult. She is emotionally stunted just like the rest of them.
This is true.
Like, they all have
something to do with her birthday, which we will talk about in the next episode, because all of them are emotionally
her birthday.
Yes.
Oh, I was about to say, what about her birthday?
It'll make sense in the next episode.
Like, is her birthday during the next episode? That's not right.
Vanya, I think, is still a worse part. I don't think that's true in the next episode, but she doesn't really come fully around until the next episode, and that's part of the reason I'm still, like, including her.
I kind of agree of her, like, coming up to her family, who she's just knocked out with her powers, and be like, you guys okay? Yeah. It's, like, very chill about it. I'm like,
no, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Nothing. So those were my three worst parts that I wrote. The reason I did not include Carl, and on the first watch, I kind of was with you, like, oh, he's doing misogynistic stuff. He went to a burlesque thing, blah, blah, blah. But here's my thing about Carl. Carl is living in Texas in the 60s.
Mm.
His entire life experience is the kind of marriage that he has, right? Like,
sure.
Back in those times, like, oh yeah, you could totally, like, a guy, like, having Playboy or, you know, going to a strip club or whatever. And even now, like, guys getting on the internet and looking at porn is accepted by a certain group of people. And so his idea that, hey, I didn't actually cheat, is still accepted.
That's valid that he didn't actually cheat, from what he's saying, he didn't actually cheat.
Right, but, and we don't have a reason to believe that he did. The only person that we know he had sex with was his wife.
Sure.
He does say, I didn't blame you for Harlan. It's like, that's really
That's
outrageous.
A little.
And, you know, his general attitude and, you know, kind of possessive ownership stuff is poor, but it's not, I guess I just don't feel as disgusted by him. That's why he's a neutral for me.
I think I just don't like the way he phrased, you don't get to ask for more than that. I don't like that he's not, I don't like that he's not open to even, like, talking to her about something different.
Well, right. So both of them should have
communicated.
Higher aspirations. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And again, you can't change the fact. And maybe she is bi. I'm not sure. But she, at the very least.
Back then, that was not a thing.
Well, I'm aware. But at the very least, she is a lesbian. And so her, obviously, like her being open about that wasn't really the thing in the 60s.
No.
And so I can understand her not being open about that, but don't carry on. If you don't want, how about this? For all of those people in a relationship, if you don't want to be cheated on, don't cheat on someone. Like, the
Yeah.
fuck? Like, it's not a good standard to start. It's
Oh,
like,
hey, look. I mean, the bottom
I have
line
such
is
an
you
issue
get
with
what you give.
cheating.
Yeah, you get what you give. And lying. I have those issues too.
I have an issue with that as
What
well.
grade did you give this episode?
A minus A, I don't know.
I
I
think.
originally gave it an A minus, but I think the fight and the Ben thing, I think all of that's really, really good. So maybe it's
I gave this an A.
an A.
And
It's definitely one of the best of the season, maybe
oh,
the
absolutely.
best of the
I think it might
season.
be the best of the season. I
Probably.
love this episode. I think it is everything this show should be. It's all action. I mean, you heard like the whole the plot, the things we covered. There's not a lot of verbalizing about
There's
this.
not a lot of verbalizing, but there's a lot that happens.
Right,
It's not
exactly.
Vanya
It's an
on the
action
fucking
show.
lesbian farm. Like, I don't, like, that's not
KTV lesbian farm.
lesbian farm.
KTV lesbian farm.
There's
Let's, we're gonna
they're
go back to the
human
KTV
cheating.
lesbian. Yeah. Going back to the KTV lesbian farm. And that's gonna happen in
You need to put that
season
on a t-shirt, going
two.
back to the KTV lesbian farm. Anyway, and
And
there's the
there's the
back of the
bag. Got
t-shirt.
the t-shirt. All right, we
All
are
right,
moving
season
on.
two, episode 10, the end of something. Flashback to 2006 and Ben's funeral. He Reginald tells the group, he gives this eulogy of, yeah, well, you guys, like, none of you are worthy of being called heroes because you couldn't protect one of your own. And it's very similar vibes. I don't know if you caught this, but the way he phrased things of like, let this like emotion fester in you, it really it gave me the same vibe as that Adam Driver SNL sketch of like they come and crush your enemies.
A Kylo Ren kind
I
of speech.
crushed you into the ground.
And
No, not that one, not Kylo Ren. It's very, it's H.R. Pickens or whatever, something, whatever, W.H. Parnassus, when he, the career day one.
oh, when he's
They
the boss
come and crush your
instead of
enemies.
yeah.
It's very similar. It was the way that he said, let this feeling stick with you, children. Let it fester. Very similar vibe.
That is William. Like it's kind of like how they created all of those the Hatfields and McCoys, like you have to bury your family's bodies kind of thing. But I feel that was how they created that rivalry between the families, is the kids were made to bury the dead bodies, like the Hatfields would have to bury their dead that the McCoys killed, so it would make them feel like, oh, we need to go kill some McCoys, that kind of
Oh,
thing.
sure.
So it's that nurturing the hate thing. And yeah, there is, and I know from personal experience, like being angry, that
You buried like
is
your enemy or so, or like did
the
someone get killed by your enemy?
anger is in fact an emotion that can be used for constructive purposes in certain
Oh,
circumstances.
sure.
And so
It's why a lot of people like go into different physical pursuits like boxing,
right,
like to
but
unleash
so can
something.
humility, and so can just that sense of being inadequate, and having it fester is going a bit too far. But
Sure.
at the same time,
But him being like, you need to learn from this.
you need to
That's
learn from
fair.
that. That would have been better for us.
Better phrasing, but this is Reginald.
Yes.
So the family, after he leaves, argues about like whose fault it is. Like Vanya's like, it's not anyone's fault. And then of course Diego's like, you weren't there, Vanya. And because she wasn't. And
You know, Vanya, you weren't there. And
yeah, fair
Alice is
enough.
like, way to go.
Yeah, way to
Like,
go,
we were all,
asshole.
and
Oh
this is what
no,
she has
Luther's like, way to go, asshole. And
to
then he's
Diego's like, we were all thinking
and then Allison goes, you were thinking today, Diego? That's a first. And
it.
then there's a whole thing. And
All the siblings.
they leave class alone. And then Klaus summons summons Ben.
Ben
I want to
immediately.
say this, and God, I'm trying to sound like you.
Not a bad thing.
It's weird. Anyway, so what I gleaned from this, like watching this scene between Klaus and Ben, Klaus's voice sounds like Robert Sheehan's voice ADR'd in. Like, I don't know if you got the same vibe as I did, but did you hear the voice? The voice sounds exactly like Robert Sheehan. The voice that Klaus is used, the one that you hear, it sounds like Robert Sheehan's voice, and it was ADR. It sounds like that to me. He doesn't sound like a prepubescent child or like a 17-year-old.
There were some weird things, definitely.
And I don't think it
Like,
was completely matching up with the mouth, so
all
I
right.
feel like it was
So,
ADR.
yeah, there
I
was
don't know
some
why.
weirdness in these scenes
They
with.
clearly didn't care with the other characters, so I don't know
Oh,
why
not
they
with
would change it.
the prepubescent kids. I think that they did kind of do some weird AI type of
No, I
stuff
don't think they
with
did that with the
that.
other kids. That's the weird thing. I think they just did it with Klaus, which is weird. Anyway, he summons Ben. Ben says he needs to go back to walk into the light because they told him to walk into the light. And Klaus says that he can go into the light whenever he wants. And he's like, oh, okay. And Klaus is like, yeah, no, take my word for it. But mostly what Klaus is trying to do is he's trying to keep his brother close to him, which is very sad and sweet. But he also clearly doesn't actually know if that is how that works. He can just go into the light whenever, so that's concerning. Either
It
way.
is, but yeah. But he then Klaus says to Ben, "Hey, you want to see me pee in Dad's gas tank?" Like,
Jesus.
yeah. How juvenile are you?
The family watch that in present day, well, 1960s. The family watches the news,
I do love this scene, actually.
and the main suspects for the assassination are Lee Harvey Oswald, obviously, Vanya, Diego, Luther, Klaus, Allison, and Five. Luther's boxer name is King Kong, which is so funny to me.
It is funny.
They are seen as a terrorist group. Five
I love this
what?
though. Five is on, be on the lookout for this young boy who's being thought to be held hostage.
And he's like, yeah, I sometimes feel held hostage in this situation.
Yeah.
And then Five is worried about the commission and following them, like wherever they go. And Diego talks about his time there. This is very funny. I
I
have a
love
lot
these
of
lines.
quotes
Yeah,
from
go
this.
ahead.
Five is like kind of confused on why they would even headhunt him. He
He
says
calls him
they,
the
Mom,
village
I was getting to that. He says they ha headhunted you, the village idiot. And he says it just like that. And he's like, yeah, no, I saw the infinite switchboard. And Five says, you were on the infinite switchboard? And Diego says, hell yeah, I made that machine my bitch. And it's so Diego, it's so
It's
stupid.
also a lie.
It's a lie.
So yeah.
Then Vanya goes away to call Sissy's house, but she doesn't pick up. But she gets a vision of Harlan calling for help and remembers the stupid lake thing, which is very funny. Vanya says that she's going to the farm. She tells the family she's going to the farm because she caused the problem.
She says, I'm
She
going to the KGB
asks them for help for once. Diego then says they have other priorities, and the family agrees, and Vanya goes anyway.
lesbian farm. Yeah, Diego and Five don't want to go. So she goes to get in the station wagon, and as she's about to pull out, Klaus hops in the car. He's like, did Ben say anything about me? And so he, according to Vanya, Ben said that he was admitting that he was scared to move on, which is part of the reason he stayed with Klaus all that time.
And it
And
wasn't Klaus's fault.
it wasn't Klaus's fault. And Klaus is like, oh, that bitch, you know,
You know
whatever.
that shit heel.
That shit heel. And so then she's like, well, you better get out because I'm about to go. And he's like, oh, I'm going with you. And then we see that
The whole
the whole
family,
family gets into the car. And this is
including
hilarious.
Luther.
It's hilarious. So the way they do it is that Klaus gets in, then Allison and Diego get in the back seat. Five comes up and he gets to the front seat and he's like, children have to sit in the back. So Klaus moves to the back. And you know, the whole time they're like, oh, let's all do this together. And then Luther opens up the back of the station wagon, climbs in, like the station wagon just drops in the back. He's like, no fat jokes. It's
In
really funny. And as they pull out, the Swede in the
the milk
milk truck
truck.
follows them.
So you can say that the Kahlua and milk is in it is for the guy in
The
the milk
Swede.
truck.
Okay. So then we have a storm at the
A
KGB lesbian farm.
snowstorm.
Yeah, it's kind of not appropriate for like the
It's
summer.
like what the f it's not the summer, it's November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Either way, it's still inappropriate for Texas. Sissy runs out with a gun and fills Vanya in on what's going on. Vanya says that they're there to help Harlan.
We're not monsters. She uses that language specifically.
Yeah, Harlan is in a power tornado thing. Vanya goes into the vortex to talk to him. Klaus sees the handler and Lila show up. Diego and Five go to investigate. The handler says that she's eliminating the person responsible for killing the board, and Diego's like, we didn't do that right, Five? And Five's like, actually, I did. And Lila is about to blame Five for her parents' death, but gets cut off. All of the agents from the commission show up for the war.
Right, so because this is, it's one of those yeah things, like, you know, I double-dog Jerry. So, like, Diego's like, this is not going to work out for you, seven of us versus two of you. And the handler's like, yeah, that's a problem. So she snaps her fingers and all the temporal assassins appear.
Yeah. They send the agents after them. Vanya talks to Harlan, talks Harlan down, but the bullets going through the barn freaks him out. Diego holds back the bullets and redirects them elsewhere. I forgot he could do that. That
is a cool power to have, for sure.
Vanya uses her powers and kills all of the agents except for Lila and the handler, who were in this, like, kind of violet from the Incredibles S.
That's a bubble.
Force field.
Yeah.
Lila then mimics Vanya's powers and pushes everyone back.
Yeah, she reflects the power that is being used against them.
Klaus gets caught by some ghosts, which is funny. The handler sends Lila in to kill them. Lila and Luther fight, and she kicks his ass.
Yeah, so like every punch that he throws at her, she is able to
catch and reverse.
Yeah, and he ends up going through a brick wall.
Lila and Allison fight, which is fun. Then Lila and Allison is about to rumor her when Lila reverses the rumor to her and makes her stop breathing. Luther talks to Allison and tries to resuscitate her, like, using mouth to mouth, and it works.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry, I had to do the thing because you were breathing. And she's like, no, it's okay, it's okay. Yeah, on the cheek.
So
Five and Lila fight. The handler goes into the barn and knocks Sissy out, saying, I'm mama now. It's like, it's very similar to I'm the daddy here.
Yeah, exactly.
Similar vibe.
We didn't mention that in the fight between Lila and Five, Lila's blinking, you know.
Well, yeah, it's kind of this, yeah,
that happened.
The siblings get Diego out from under the tractor that he fell under.
Except for Five.
Yeah. They realize Lila is one of them. No shit. The handler tries to talk to Harlan about going with her. She's trying to talk him into it, even though this child is not interested in what she has to say. Lila tells Five that he killed her parents, and he says it wasn't personal. And she's like, I've killed many people. It's always personal. Yeah. Which I kind of like that line, because it's too, like, it's never impersonal.
Right. I mean, you're taking someone's life. It's a thing.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
But Five, yeah, explains that the handler gave the kill order.
Faked the kill.
Well, and that
came on the job.
Came on the job, which she never does. And she was there. He realizes she was there to get you. And Lila starts to realize, wait a minute, this might be actually true. So the others come in, and while she's saying no, 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 she's like, why would that? She wouldn't do that. That's not possible. Diego then says, she did it because you're one of us. Your date, your birth date is October 1st, 1989. The handler is using you.
We missed a funny line from Diego when they're figuring out that she's one of them. Mm-hmm. And he's like, but she's not our biological sibling, is she? And I'm like, dude, none of you are biological siblings. Let's get that straight. Just because you're born on the same exact day does not mean that you're biological siblings.
Yeah, they all kind of stare at him like,
you absolute dumbass. Like, what?
You poor sweet thing.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so Luther points out, like, love doesn't have to hurt this much. And
Luther points that out.
I'm sorry, Luther points that out.
And there's Lila, a lot of pause.
Lila is unimpressed. And they're like, all right, I guess we have to kill her. But Diego's like, no, I can handle this. And he explains to Lila, like, you're attracted to me because
we're both attracted
to dangerous people. I know what it's like to love dangerous people, except for me.
They love me back.
The handler loves only power. And then he says, we can be your family if you would just let us. And the handler then comes in with an automatic weapon and shoots everyone but Lila.
Amazing
Lila
hands
asks,
on her part for not hitting
yeah, it
Lila.
is kind of amazing. Lila then asks, and she, because she knows it, but she knows what the answer is, but she asks, like, is everything that Five said true? And the handler just says, oh, I'm just hoping we can move past all this. And Lila says, these are my real family. And she asks the handler, do you love me? And the handler then shoots Lila. And then the handler realizes that Five's still gasping for breath, and she goes to kill Five. And at that moment, the Swede appears and shoots her in the back. Five then remembers what Reginald said about starting small, like he's having flashbacks. You know, just start small, start with seconds when you're talking about time jumping. And so he turns back time to just before the handler comes into the barn door. Five disarms her. And you know, she's about to say something, and they're about to ask all these questions with Lila, and Five shoot kills her.
No. The Swede kills her.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just pointing out
No,
that the
because
Swede kills her.
okay, so then they realize the briefcase is still there, and Lila goes for the briefcase, and Luce is trying to stop her, but Diego gets in the way, and Lila blips out with the case. The Swede has his weapon, and it's looking like he might shoot Five because, of course, Five is armed, but Five drops his weapon. The Swede does also. And then Diego admits that he, and the Swede just walks away. Diego admits that he did not let Luther get to Lila because he loves her.
No shit, we know.
Harlan is still in his little vortex.
Oh, also, he finds the bracelet that he made and Lila dropped it because
Okay.
she was wearing it and then she dropped it and
Whatever.
he's like,
So
oh, it's my last thing for.
Harlan is still in his little vortex downstairs in the barn.
And Vanya sucks the power that she gave him out of him?
Yeah,
What?
but everyone's very impressed with it. So we get
Whatever,
to
what? And
and
clearly it's not fully effective. We'll find out later, but like,
whatever.
what?
Yeah, so they were all impressed with Vanya's ability to do that. Then Herb and Dot appear
Oh,
with
our
a briefcase.
favorites.
Yeah, Herb and Diego have a secret handshake.
I love that so
It is
much.
so
They've
cute.
known each other for what, hours?
Yeah,
Like,
well,
that's
I
so
mean,
great.
hey, you know, you're part of the resistance. And so Herb is cute. Herb finally feels like he's cool, right? And but he has also been made the interim chair of the commission because, you know, obviously there's no board and there's no handler. So
And also no agents
yeah, that's right. There's like nothing. So they're like, hey, we need a briefcase. And Herb's like, look around you, all these dead agents,
Yeah,
take
I
a
know. I love
briefcase.
that they asked permission, even though there are like literally thousands.
Yeah, and so then we see Sissy and Harlan. Vanya goes to talk to them, and Sissy's like, we can't go to the future. She's freaked out for Vanya. She's like, I just don't know that people aren't going to be coming after you even in 2019. So I'm just going to take Harlan, go to California. But if you ever get a chance to come back that's safe, do it. And they kiss.
Yeah, like that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
Sure. It's
we
never
don't.
gonna be safe for her to come back to
No.
1960. She was wanted for the murder of JFK. Like, how
Yeah.
is that not a bigger deal?
Yeah. So, but then we cut to Ray, Allison's husband, and he finds a letter from
Well,
Allison.
ex-husband now.
Well,
Let's
right.
give him grace of
Yeah,
like, yeah, no, you're not her husband
so there
anymore.
is a cover, I think it might be Sia singing Wicked Game, which is a song I absolutely love, in the background. And Ray finds this letter, and she is writing to him about, you know, love and finding ourselves and all that stuff. We see in this montage that the Swede has joined Klaus's cult.
Well, also Bonnie and Diego commiserate about lost loves
Yeah.
because like they're like leaning on each other on the steps. It's kind of cute.
Yeah,
Klaus kisses Dave's dog tags as Dave gets on the bus to become a Marine, I
yeah.
guess.
Yes.
I didn't know he was a Marine before, but it doesn't really matter now. Yeah, the Swede gets picked up by Klaus's cult. Luther calls Jackson Jack Ruby. I don't know why why it auto-corrected to Jackson.
I don't
Jack
either.
Ruby. But he's already going to go ahead and kill Lee Harvey Oswald, so there's not really much of a point there. Harlan still has some powers, like he's still le making something levitate, So that wasn't fully effective, Vanya. The family uses the briefcase to go back to the day after the apocalypse in 2019. Reginald is there waiting for them, and they're like, "Oh shit, you're alive!" And I'm like, "Yeah, you changed the course of history." And he reveals, "Oh yeah, no, this isn't your home anymore. This is the Sparrow Academy. I don't know why he changed the name, but okay."
Oh.
Like, they explained this, it was called the Umbrella Academy, but he's like, "No, Sparrows now." Okay, what a big
Well,
change.
he but he also said, "I expected you to show up." It's like,
Yeah, exactly. So, like,
okay.
why did you change the name? Whatever. And there's also I should note, instead of Five's portrait up, it's Bed's
That's perfect.
portrait.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, that's weird." And then they're like, some people cast in shadow because they hadn't casted them yet. in shadow, who are going, including a levitating
Q.
Q, and
A
they're.
levitating Q. I'm gonna have to use some of those for like some cocktail in the next
Oh
scene
yeah.
for sure.
And they're up in the like rafters, not rafters, the balcony. And then this person comes in and he's like, "Dad, who are these assholes?" And it's Ben with a horrifyingly bad haircut
And a scarf.
to show that he's badass now.
Yeah.
His hair's like flopping kind of in front of his face, but it looks so weird.
Who the hell are these assholes? And all of the our Umbrella Academy turn and say, shit.
Shit.
And that's the end of the season. So what were your best parts?
Bunny asking for help is really nice. Like, I'm glad that she's actually recognizing, hey, maybe I shouldn't do everything by myself. Maybe that leads to absolute disaster. The family banding together, like in the car for Vanya. It very quick turnaround, but I don't really care. The fights are really cool with Lila, the Swede showing up to save the day. The ending is really cool. Like, I love the twists and turns and Herb and Dot.
I have Vanya's growth. I love Diego in this and
Oh
Lila.
yeah, no, he's very funny, and also very sweet.
And Lila.
Oh yeah,
I
Diego and
love
Lila.
Herb. I love the Swede. And I agree with you. The siblings kind of coming together. I really do love that. But I love that anytime there's siblings coming together, that's a good thing. What were your worst parts?
Remembering the lake thing. Like, it just reminds us of how stupid that was. I love that when she talks about it, she's like, "I was somehow able to like bring him back to life," and she thinks it has something to do with her powers. No, that's what mouth to mouth is supposed to do.
It just works
It
for
just
Luther and
worked.
Allison.
It just worked. Anyway,
Interesting.
amnesia bullshit. It's gonna probably be the last time,
Let's
hopefully.
hope. Please, please.
The handler. Oh God.
Yeah, the handler's the worst.
And Vanya can just do anything. Like, let's like. She just knows how to do everything. Like,
Yeah.
she didn't even realize that she was giving him the life force in the first place, but she's like, "Oh, I know how to get that out of you." Like, what? You could barely move a boat last season, and it's only been what, 14, not less than 4, maybe a week since then, and a month and a week since then, and you didn't know. No, it's truly just been like a little bit less than a week because you haven't known you had powers until this week. Like, whatever. I'm not gonna get into it. I've already
So,
said my piece about Bonnie's being overpowered.
yes. So my only thing that I wrote was the handler. I think that that is the
That's
worst
the
part
only
of
thing.
this episode. So what grade did you give this episode?
A minus.
Yeah, I was debating between an A minus and an A. Again, there's a lot of action. I love that. I like that there's going to be twists going into season three. I can see this more as an A minus than an A. But I do feel like there is a lot to look forward to. I mean, who
Well,
are
because
these
we don't really
people?
know.
What powers do they have? I'm excited. Let's find out.
Maybe some of them are going to be interesting, maybe.
We shall see.
And again, we haven't watched the third season since it came out, really.
No,
So
we
this is going to
haven't.
be an
The
interesting one.
first rewatch, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be fun, and we're looking forward to that. But
But I was going to say, we're not going to
caveat
have
and
it.
spoiler.
Disclaimer, whatever.
Whatever.
One extra little thing. We are, as we have mentioned in the past, and we mentioned this like a couple times, like the last time we did a Bridgerton book episode, that we are rereading the original Bridgerton 8 in our reread to do a full Bridgerton. What do you want to
Funny. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
them? And so we have been diligently reading those. And so we've been rereading those to do our complete Bridgerton book ranking, including the Bridgerton 8. Yes, I'm going to keep calling them that. The Bridgerton 8, the Rokes Before, the Smythe Smith Quartet, which just kind of works, and Queen Charlotte. And so we are going to be doing like a huge ranking. It's going to be so hard to rank them. You've already
It is.
ranked them because you finished.
I did, but I think I'm gonna have to re-rank. So it's gonna
I'm
be
on
fun.
Gregory's book currently. Now that I have some more time on my hands since school is over for me, I'm going to finish that as soon as possible. And we should be, the plan is currently to have it out by Sunday. And so wish me luck. And
Yeah.
so I don't think it's going to be an issue of me finishing Gregory's book. It's going to be so hard to rank.
Yeah, no, it is. It, and
The middle part's going to be
yeah, the middle
hard.
part
The
is really the
tops
worst.
and bottoms are like not too bad of like I already have ideas, but the
Right.
middle, oh boy.
The middle is tough, and honestly, I can see us in mid-episode changing those middle
Honestly, and
bits.
I think
Yeah.
honestly, a disclaimer even before, and we're going to probably have another disclaimer at the beginning of that
Of course we
episode.
will.
These are subject to change.
But we wanted to do this before Bridgerton season 3 comes
So we
out.
can speculate.
So we can speculate,
We
but
have a lot
also.
of stuff out already about season 3, part 1, and so we're excited about that.
Yeah.
Also, by the time we're done with Bridgerton, not Bridgerton, season 3 of the Umbrella Academy, Bridgerton season 3, part 1 will have come out. And so what we were originally going to do, we were going to wait, but
We still might, and some of that is because my schedule, my work schedule is a mess,
maybe
but we'll
we'll
see.
wait. But there's also a possibility since the week after, I believe the week after it premieres, we might, and we would be done with Umbrella Academy season 3. So what we're thinking about is doing part 1 when it comes out, and then doing part 2 whenever it comes out, and maybe do something like Dairy Girls in between.
Yeah, we can see about doing that. Anyway, we are really, really looking forward to our Bridgerton book ranking. I
Oh,
think
that's
I the
I'm
comprehensive
excited.
Bridgerton universe book ranking, I think, is just totally worth it.
I think it's gonna be a lot of fun because I don't see many people actually, first of all, reading all of these books, but also
Really
sure
crazy.
they read like
We're
Bridgerton A.
OCD. I mean,
We
it's a
are
thing.
we it's for the sake of completeness. And
Sure.
not I don't see that many people out there reading all of them, let alone ranking all of them.
Because
And
yeah.
so and again, take all of our opinions. And again, they're our
We'll worry
opinions.
about that later.
I
But
know, I
in
know.
any case,
I'm sure I'm excited.
we are looking forward to sharing all of those things with you. We are looking forward to, of course, Umbrella Academy season 3 and Bridgerton season 3.
I'm
Can't
so
wait.
excited.
Can't wait. So we hope that you join us and
Cheers.
cheers.